Back now with Day to Day. He's been a troubled painter, an astronaut, and a famous composer, and now actor Ed Harris takes on the role of a gun-toting town marshal in his new film, Appaloosa. Harris plays Virgil Cole, who's brought in with his partner, Hitch, played by Viggo Mortensen, to deal with a band of outlaws led by Jeremy Irons.
There's a set of bylaws posted right outside the door here of this very saloon. Your boys do like the bylaws say everything will be muy bueno.
And if they don't?
I arrest them.
And if they don't go along?
I shoot them. Or Mr. Hitch does. That's the law.
Your law.
Same thing.
Ed Harris not only stars in the film, he also co-wrote the screenplay and he directed Appaloosa. He joins us now here in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Alex. Nice to be here.
I have read that you are the type of actor who does a fair amount of study into the roles that you play. This film was set in 1882. What kind of research did you do, both as an actor and as a director?
There's a wealth of material, obviously, from that period of time. Any number of books written about, you know, the settling of the West, or this was kind of post-settling. It was actually near the end of the Wild West, quote-unquote. So, there's wonderful photographs and lots of literature. So, of course, I was reading and reading and reading. And, you look at the photographs and, you know, life was hard and dusty and tough and day-to-day. And I really wanted to immerse myself in the genre more or less because I wanted the film to have a more of a classic feel than any attempt at modernization, really.
I was reading that your co-star Viggo Mortensen was a little bit worried about the heaviness of the guns that you were toting around. Did you actually shoot those guns, and what was that like?
Well, the script is based on a novel by Robert Parker of the same name, Appaloosa, which was published in 05. And in the story, Everett Hitch, who Viggo plays, carries around this 8-gauge shotgun, which is a huge gun that he has had since he rode shotgun for Wells Fargo. Prior to our getting together, the two of us who've been riding together for some dozen years or so. And, you know, Viggo got a hold of the gun and he's going, now am I supposed to carry this around with me all the time? And I go, well, yeah, you know. I said, see how it goes first couple of days. And it didn't take him long for it to become his best pal, really. You know, he handles it great. I mean, Viggo is a very detailed, very specific actor, you know, and he was really prepared. And he and his big shotgun got along great after a couple of days.
You surrounded yourself with people that you've worked with before, people that you know quite well, including your dad, who plays a cameo role. What's that like, directing your father?
Well, I actually think it's more than a cameo. I'm not sure what the definition of a cameo is, but he plays the judge.
Key role.
Yeah, he plays the judge in a rather important scene. And, once I get my dad to hear me, he doesn't hear real well. He was great, man. I was so proud of him. I almost burst into tears. I'd worked with him in some other films, and he's done a lot of theater in the Chicago area, community theater kind of stuff, and he was pretty excited about doing this. And he just really, you know, he found a place in him, inside himself where he was real still and knew what he wanted to do, and he really nailed it. You know, he's going to be 86 in October, and he's doing good.
Let's take a listen to a scene from the film. In this scene, you have Jeremy Irons' character, the bad guy. He's in jail, and a posse of his guys show up with their guns trying to free him.
We know you're good, Cole, but you're not as good as 20 of us.
You know the arrangement, boy. First one of you does an ineluctable thing.
You shoot him, you think we're just gonna ride away?
Nope.
We'll kill you and Hitch.
You'll try.
You're willing to die to keep us from taking him?
Sure.
Hitch, you willing to die too?
Of course he's willing to die. You think we do this kind of work because we're scared to die? You?
Me?
You afraid to die?
I ain't afraid.
Good, because you go first.
Back in those days, the career options were a lot more limited. And I'm curious if you kind of envision yourself as Ed Harris back in 1882, what do you think you'd be doing for a living?
Well, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, either shop owner or you're a farmer or you're on one side of the law or the other, you know, if you're any good with a gun. And
any idea which side of the law you might fall on and whether or not you'd be carrying a gun for a living?
I would assume I would be carrying a gun, and I don't know. I'd probably be on the side of the law, I guess. I don't know, Alex. That's a good question.
As if it weren't enough that you star in this film, you directed this film, you worked on the screenplay, just so happens you did something else for it. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we got like 6 minutes of credits, you know, and so we wanted to, actually, my Catherine Hemhoff, my editor, she introduced me to this Tom Petty song, which sounded really kind of cool, and thought it'd be kind of nice to hit the end credits with this Petty song. But then there was some more time left over on the credits, and Jeff Beal, who did a great job composing the music, we thought about reintroducing some of his theme music. And then when I was up late one night and I wrote this song out and the lyrics to it, and then Jeff wrote the music to it, and I was over at his studio one day and we recorded me singing this thing, and I wasn't really thinking of putting it on the credits, but by popular demand I did, and it's kind of a fun song, you know.
Mr. Harris, could I possibly persuade you to sing just a little bit of it for us?
Never thought I'd be a man that cares just like I do. I knew when I first saw you, my doubting days were through. You got a certain something I'd never dreamt before. I knew it was for real when you stepped inside that door. Da-da goes on.
Ed Harris co-wrote, directed, stars, and sings in the new film Appaloosa. It opens this week in New York and Los Angeles and across the country next month. Thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me. I never thought I'd be a man that cares just like I do. I knew when I first saw you, my doubting days were through. You've got a certain something.